Great, perfect, thanks.
Okay, does the mouse work? Oh, it's okay.
Yes.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
And I'm doing this because this is Quiet Mayor's walking work, but the bar mayor, when he greets everyone, he says, Aloha.
Aloha.
Much better.
And actually that means, let me share my breath of life with you. Anyway, what we've heard so far has been, you know, I really don't need that, do I? Has been super great, but this is something very different. I have nothing to disclose. Where the heck is Kauai? When you think of Hawaii, a lot of people think of Oahu, which is where Honolulu is. The Hawaiian Islands are the most isolated islands in the world. 2,400 miles to California is the closest landmass. It's a very fairly small island. Kauai only has 5% of the entire Hawaii population. There's a multitude of very small communities on Kauai, and it's actually a fabulous vacation spot. I'll just throw that in there as well. But when you think of Hawaii, what do you think of? Come on, you guys, shoot me some stuff. Surf, sand, perfect. What else?
Warm water.
Come on.
Volcanoes.
How about super active, healthy, gorgeous people? All right? This is what a lot of people think we are. All of us. All of us look like this. Every single one of us are gorgeous bodies, can do the hula, know how to speak fluent Hawaiian, spend our days on the beach, enjoy the sunshine. But the truth of the matter is that over 40% of our native Hawaiians are obese, and only 24% of native Hawaiians are of normal weight. As you can see, only 53% of our adults are meeting the physical activity requirements. Is this not sad? We have got a climate that encourages activity 12 months out of the year, and only 53% of our people are getting the recommended amount. Well, due to a few of these factors, I met with our mayor, who used to be the play for the Miami Dolphins, just to throw that in there. His name is Bernard Carvalho Jr. And I met with him about a few of these factors and told him that we really wanted to do something about it, and maybe perhaps our worksite wellness could work on some policy changes and improvements in the built environment. So he had a few ideas of his own. He decided that he wanted to start a mayor's walking work bus. Are you familiar with this school, walking school bus? Well, he loved that idea, and he wanted to do it for our community, where he could, and he had his own agenda, he could walk down the street and pick up people along the busy street and talk to them. He wanted to walk his talk, he wanted to talk story with the business community, and I happened to be his personal trainer, and he was training for the Half Kauai Marathon. And he needed to slot a certain amount of time during the week for his exercise. So those were his goals. Ours was to basically work on worksite wellness and the built environment. So it was a really good fit for both of us. And plus, you cannot say no to a mayor who stands 6'6", 320 pounds. So how we structured this was every Tuesday during lunch, we would meet in the mayor's thingy mabobby in his little round area, and he got all of his department heads to show up. He asked his department heads to clear their schedules so they would come. This was a 45-minute walk. It ran every Tuesday all summer long. We walked down Rice Street, picked up people along the way, dropped them off on the way back. And the thing is, the first time participants had to complete a walkability audit, which proved to be awesome. So that's how it was organized. It was also promoted through flyers, radio, newspaper, and social media. And we thought that this was going to be just your run-of-the-mill program. of which we were not very excited about putting on at all, because we are about policy, system, and environmental changes. And this had program written all over it. So we were not very excited about it. But once again, you cannot say no to a 6'6" mayor. Anyway, we were just not expected. We were not ready for the results. The results of this program were more amazing than we could have ever, ever, ever imagined. Not only for us, but more important for planning and public works. The walkability audits that we had provided structure of what people had to look for, so they noticed things that they wouldn't normally see, which was such as grass needed cutting, weeds in the sidewalk, uneven surfaces, dangerous crosswalks. One day, we had a wheelchair because the mayor invited everyone. So we had someone in a motorized wheelchair come with us. And we were going along the sidewalk that is 3 feet wide and cracked and uneven, and all of a sudden we came to a telephone pole in the middle of the sidewalk. And she could not go around it. She could not go back. So we had to take her and put her, lift her off and then put her back on. Extremely eye-opening. It was eye-opening for the people of Public Works, and they said, you know what, we really need to do something about this. This is pretty bad. So as we were walking and talking with these people, we became friendly with them. We talked about their families. You brought that up. We talked about their families. We talked about common interests. We got to know them as people. We got to know them not just sitting across a desk, but these people were in shorts and tennis shoes. So we were able to get to know them on an informal basis. So actually, it was through this workshop that I met the county engineer for the very first time. And now we are BFFs forever. And actually, what we did is, when I talked to him after the first couple of weeks of this, that we saw them on a weekly basis. And before you know it, they were asking us, what can we do for you? And so we got them to go to the schools with us. And 5 schools, Public Works came when they saw the condition of our environment on Rice Street, and I was explaining how dreadful it was around schools. They came with us, their whole team, and we identified needed changes around 5 elementary schools. And plans are being drawn up right now as we speak to address those changes. And again, the lessons learned. We were able to meet people as people. We went in with no agenda. We didn't even want to do this. We didn't have a hidden agenda. And we also learned to, what do you need from us? How can we help you do your job instead of us going in and saying, this is what we need from you? It was very different. We didn't ask for anything. But then, as I said, after a few walks, they understood and they asked, how can we help you? And here's a few of the other changes that have happened since then. Is we now have a complete streets resolution, and we're working on complete streets ordinances. We're in the process of changing our zoning codes. We have a safe routes to school resolution. For the first time ever, we have $200,000 in the mayor's budget for safe routes to school this coming year. We also have created a new position in the county. A transportation planner position has been created. We have hired a consultant to do a multimodal land transportation plan, and he's attending our built environment task force meetings. Our deputy director came to the Safe Routes to School National Conference. Hello! It was incredible. So he's now our Safe Routes to School County liaison. We're putting together a task force, and he is chairing that. We've used our CPPW technical assistance to work with county and state on creating complete streets. And if you get a chance, I'm going to highly recommend you go and check on kauai.gov and look up Mayor's Holo Holo 2020 vision. Holo Holo means to take a journey. And during his inauguration speech, he gave a talk as if he was in the year 2020, looking back at where we are today. And it was the most inspiring speech that included complete streets, electric cars, no waste, safe roads to school. He's got a baby granddaughter, and he said he came home, kissed his 10-year-old daughter hello, and she walked off to school safely. So I'm going to really recommend that. That's one of the things that you check out. And it all is summed up with this, and I don't think that Kauai is an isolated place. And this is said by our mayor's executive assistant. Success in Kauai is often measured by one's relationships. And again, I don't think that Kauai is isolated there. I truly believe that if you create relationships wherever you go that are not just what's in it for me, but how can I help you, and base them in an informal, no agenda setting, that the results can be as amazing and fantastic as those we've experienced in Kauai. And I just would really like to thank, that's our mayor, and that's Jody Driscoll on the far left, and she's right here. She's the chair of Get Fit Kauai and helped, well, she put together this presentation. And that's Hawaii Department of Health, the Healthy Hawaiian Initiative, Communities Putting Prevention to Work, and that's us. So I want to thank you very much for your time.